Hi and welcome to the Financial Fox, Finance, Investment and Crypto with a Twist. I'm your host, Steffi B, and every week I bring to you my favorite conversation with investment experts, market disruptors, movers and shakers, and the coolest project in crypto. Today we are talking about security, how you should think about securing your digital assets and your cryptocurrency. Is a hot wallet enough? Is that okay to leave your crypto on an exchange, on a DEX, on a centralized exchange, or in a wallet that is only available online? Should you use a cold wallet? And I think this is a very important point for all crypto traders, all crypto users, including myself, that I don't have a cold wallet and I'm really thinking about getting one. Joining me today is Dr. Adam Lowe, Chief Innovation Officer at Arculus, the new cold storage wallet solution for securing your crypto. Now, very important things to mention is that Arculus has been developed by a Nasdaq listed company called CompoSecure, ticker is CMPO, so you can check it out. And that is a trusted fintech leader with over 20 years of experience developing innovative security, payment, and digital storage solution worldwide. Before we go into the interview, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't done it yet, and follow us on social media to stay up to date with our news and interviews. Any comment, any feedback, feel free to add them in the comment section below the video or send me a message on Twitter or via email at steffi@financialfox.news and I will get back to you. Now, one very important thing is that I'm not a financial advisor, so all the content in this video is for informational purposes only. This episode is brought to you by CoinPast, the fast, secure, and compliant crypto trading platform for investors, traders, and businesses in the UK. They have a very attractive referral program where you can earn up to 20% commission. So use the link in the description to open your account and start trading today. Hi, Adam, how are you?
Great to be here.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have you just after the big Bitcoin conference in Miami. How was the conference?
Oh, it was fantastic. There was a great energy. I was super happy to talk with people about the product. It was really well received. We did a fantastic panel on hardware wallets and got to discuss with the community and others about, you know, why Arculus and what other people are doing. It was a great show. I was really happy to be there.
Fantastic. So obviously, we are talking about one of the main issues that people face is actually how they can secure their digital assets. And one of the advice is really you can't think that you can just secure it keeping on chain, but you need to take it off chain and use a hardware wallet. That's where Arculus come in. So it will be great for you to maybe introduce Arculus to start with and then tie it up with the importance to secure your fund off chain.
Sure. So Arculus is a hardware wallet. So what that means is for maybe some of your listeners who haven't used one before is it's a physical device. It's actually a smart card. It's a lot like a banking card. And your keys to your crypto live on that card. So, you know, a lot of people start their digital asset journey on an exchange where, you know, your keys are actually custodied by that exchange, meaning that, you know, you do not control your digital assets. They are in total control of your digital assets. So if the exchange gets hacked, your crypto is gone. If your individual account gets hacked, you know, your digital assets are gone. By using a hardware wallet like Arculus, you are in total control of your digital assets. You control your crypto. So what we do is we take all our security and we put a secure element in our card. So your keys are generated on the card, never leave the card, and are never in the clear. Then we take our mobile app, and that allows you to interact with your digital assets. So the ease of use of a centralized exchange with all the security of a best-in-class hardware wallet. The chip inside is the same type of chip that lives in the US passport, and kind of like a banking card on steroids.
Wow. And how is different from, example, from Ledger?
Sure. So Ledger, as an example, uses an older secure element. And, you know, some people have difficulty with its use, right? So if you've ever used one, it has a little tiny screen and tiny buttons you have to push back and forth. And you also have to plug it in. So, you know, we think we've developed some superior features by we have no battery that can run out. You don't have to plug it into a computer that may have malware on it. There's no Bluetooth to be hacked. You know, we have a completely passive smart card that banks trust to secure private keys, you know, billions of times over, right? There are billions and billions of banking cards on the planet that literally secure, you know, a chunk of our banking ecosystem. And we're using that same rigorous technology to secure our private keys for our customers.
Okay, so basically you are kind of the cutting edge of innovation rather than using the old technology to provide hardware and security. But let's maybe go back to the basics. So I have got some Ethereum, okay, or in my MetaMask. And obviously, you know, they are there. We never know if MetaMask is going to get hacked, or maybe I interact with other application. And, you know, you maybe have a pot of money that you want to park somewhere else because you know you're not going to use them. So walk me through the steps and what I should do to get them offline. Because I think this is one of the concern of people, like, I don't know, maybe it's a bit complicated. I don't know if I'm going to do it. And then because people are lazy, they don't do it. Then one day they get hacked.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, if you have Ethereum or other in MetaMask, you know, it's very easy to get phished or scammed. You can accidentally hit the wrong site. You can accidentally give the wrong permission. And suddenly all your ETH or tokens is gone from your MetaMask. So when you generated a MetaMask account, to use your specific example, right, you received 12 words. That's a seed phrase mnemonic that essentially is used to regenerate your private keys for your digital assets. So in that case, when you get your Arculus card, you're going to tap your card to your phone, and it's going to say create new wallet or restore wallet. Well, since you already have 12 words from MetaMask, you can hit restore. You'll enter in your 12 words. It'll ask you to tap again. You'll create a PIN. And your biometrics already set up on your phone, and then you're basically ready to go. So just like that, ETH and your relevant tokens will show up in your Arculus account. And then when you're ready to use it, let's say you want to send ETH to somebody else, it uses 3FA to keep it protected, right? Something you have, which is your Arculus card that has your keys, something you are, which is your biometric on your phone, and something you know, which is your PIN. So you'll have three layers of defense to keep your digital assets safe.
So quick question, if I have got some ETH now, my Arculus hardware wallet, and I want to send you some ETH, do I have to bring it back on chain, or I can do directly through the hardware wallet?
You can send it directly through the hardware wallet. So let's say you have some ETH on your hardware, your Arculus account, and you want to send it to my Coinbase account. You know, I can send you the ETH address, you'll enter it in the Arculus app, and it will go. You know, Arculus is fully compliant with all of the chains that we support. And, you know, it's an important thing to remember that, you know, even when you, you know, take your digital assets and you put them at an address associated with your hardware wallet, the actual asset is still on the ledger, the asset's on the chain, but you're moving your keys, right? So the ETH is always on the blockchain. It's just where do your keys live to sign it? So, you know, what you're doing is you're moving the ETH to a wallet address with keys that are secure on your device.
Yeah, I think this is one of the misunderstandings that many people have, even about NFTs. They think the NFT is a picture, where it isn't a picture, it's just the keys.
Yeah, it's really almost counterintuitive. So you have to really stop and think about, you know, how it all works and what lives where. You know, at the end of the day, it's your keys and the signature those keys provide that, you know, really secure everything and secure the whole blockchain system.
So it's kind of like, basically, you can switch the keys around based on the people that own it, but the assets, they are always in the same place.
Yes. So, you know, your ETH would move from your address to somebody else's address. And, you know, you have keys for your address. They have keys for their address. But, you know, if the recipient, you know, is at Coinbase, Coinbase maintains those keys. If the recipient maintains their own keys on Arculus or other hardware devices, then they're in control. So it really comes down to who owns the keys at the address the digital asset lives at.
Okay, let's now ask some kind of like a headache question that you might get from your customers. So, oh, somebody robbed me. I don't have my phone anymore and my app was there. Should I worry about it or nobody actually can get in? You know, with Apple, sometimes you save your password always there. And, you know, it might be easy for people to just enter in any application that you have.
Sure. So, no, I could, if you were here in the room with me, I could hand you my Arculus card. I could hand you my same phone and I'm not worried because you don't have my PIN. You don't know my PIN and you don't have my biometric. So because your app is protected by those two layers additionally, someone can find your phone, someone can find your card, someone can have both, but they don't know your PIN and they don't have your biometrics, so your crypto is safe.
Fantastic. And what about if I lose my card? I mean, I might have to contact you and say, Arculus team, I screw up and I don't have my card anymore. I was moving houses and stuff like that. So can you actually help a customer to get some information back they need to log into their account?
Sure. So the nice thing it's the way it's designed is it's very privacy focused. So I actually, when we sell you a card, we don't even make you create an account. So, you know, once you get your card and it's your keys, your crypto, I have no idea what you have. I have no idea what your keys are. And that's by design. So if you get a new card, all you have to do is buy another one. So you buy a new card, you'll have your 12-word recovery seed, just like you have in MetaMask. You'll enter that in the app with your new card. And in just a minute, you're back in business. And you never had to tell me anything specific other than you wanted to buy another one.
Fantastic. Okay. Now I put all my assets on and at some point I need some money or I want to trade. I want to, you know, buy some other Bitcoin, for example, and I have Ethereum. I want to move them back on chain. That will just mean sending from my Arculus address to my Coinbase address, for example, or MetaMask address.
Yeah, that's one way you could do it. Within the application, you can buy more crypto. So within the Arculus app, you could purchase more Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever. You can also flip some crypto within the app as well. Let's say you have Ethereum and you want some Bitcoin. You can flip one for the other right within the app. If you wanted to do some advanced trading or something, yes, you could scan in your Coinbase address, send it over the chain, it'll go to Coinbase, and there you can trade it or whatever you want to do.
So it's not just basically hardware wallet solution, it's much more because there, here you're talking about exchange, actually. You're talking about, you know, ability to kind of do some trade within the Arculus suite of product.
Yes, that's correct. So you can swap currencies. You know, we're not a full-blown exchange. We're not trying to compete with Coinbase or Gemini or Kraken or anyone. But for convenience sake, if you wanted to do some basic swaps, you know, Bitcoin to a token, Ethereum to a token, or you know, apps that we, currencies that we support, you can do that as well. You're not going to trade derivatives or leverage or any of some of the other complicated things exchanges can do. But yeah, we try to provide kind of like one-stop shop convenience. You have security, purchase, and basic flips so that you really don't have to leave the Arculus ecosystem.
Fantastic. Tell me, which are the assets you support?
Sure. So holding in the app, we support about 80% of the market cap. So we currently support Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, XRP, and a whole bunch of the ERC-20 tokens within Arculus. So by the end of the year, we expect to significantly increase the number of currencies we support. And in the short term, we are adding NFT support. So shortly, we'll have an NFT viewer built right into the app, which is pretty cool. And then after that, we are adding Wallet Connect so that you can connect to the DeFi space.
Okay, so basically I will be able then to store my NFT on the Arculus hardware wallet as well.
Yes, so that's, don't have an exact date yet, but soon.
That's coming. Okay, awesome. Another pain point is interoperability, and you know, kind of like you have got a solution, but you are not compatible with a different kind of blockchain. And how is Arculus going about that?
Sure. So one thing that we design by principle is portability, meaning you want to move on, you want to move your assets around. You know, any chain that we support, the addresses are fully compatible. It's not closed loop, so you can send currency from us to Gemini, to Coinbase, whomever. You can also take our 12 words wherever, meaning you can have the same core wallet associated with our product and MetaMask, right? You can put the same 12 words on both. Now, obviously that's not as secure, but if you wanted to do that, you could certainly do so. And then we're going to achieve maximum interoperability again by the end of the year by adding as many blockchains as I can.
Okay. If you will have to say there is a one or few challenges that your company is facing or you are specifically working on, which they will be, because, you know, we are not all gray, we are rich like the full ability right now. There is always some kind of like challenges within any business.
Sure. So I mean, one is just getting enough people. It's hard to get good people. So we always need more developers so that we can bring new features to customers faster. On the technical side, it's just managing all of the blockchains at once is challenging. You know, every new chain that you support is another node ecosystem that you have to talk to. So, you know, there are some wallets that are Bitcoin only and they only have to worry about talking to Bitcoin. I have to worry to talk about, you know, every single chain and all those transactions. It's, you know, it's a lot of work, but we're up for the challenge. You know, our parent company, you know, we make cards for people like American Express, Chase Bank, HSBC, Revolut, N26, you know, some of the largest fintechs and banks in the world. So, you know, we have that rich legacy of supporting large orgs, and we're happy to do that with Arculus as well.
What about the identity? I want to bring here the concept of, you know, AML now is a big issue. You know, all the government regulators are talking about is the main priority. How you make sure that you have got everything checked and the identity of people using your solution is always verified?
Sure. So in the United States, at least, which is where Arculus is available currently, there is no KYC or AML required for sending and receiving on independent hardware wallets. So for privacy reasons, we actually do not KYC anyone that buys our product, as is not required in the United States. If you purchase on the platform, you will go through a KYC product because you're going from dollars into digital assets. And that's done with our licensed partner. But to just simply send, receive, hold on Arculus, there is no KYC because, again, it's not required in the United States. And we are very privacy focused here at Arculus.
Are you considering or you are planning to expand beyond the US, like plan to come to the UK or Europe or Asia?
Yes. So we are actively evaluating all of those markets. Each one, as you just highlighted, has very different compliance requirements. And, you know, being backed by a large public company, we want to make sure we do it right. So we are evaluating those different markets and we are evaluating how to enter them correctly so that we meet all of the compliance requirements. You know, the UK and FCA is tough as an example to enter. And a lot of the EU is now talking about having KYC required for all independent wallets. So, you know, we're monitoring that closely and evaluating which additional markets we want to enter. You know, I'd love to be everywhere global tomorrow, but there are so many rules around digital assets and we need to make sure we follow them.
Yeah. Tell me a bit more about the public company behind the project.
Sure. So I've been at CompoSecure, Arculus's parent, for about 8 years. CompoSecure employs about 700 people here in the U.S. All our manufacturing is done in the U.S. And for the last 2 decades, for the last 20 years, we've made payment cards and federal IDs for the largest banks in the world. So again, we've made all metal payment cards for Chase, American Express, Capital One here in the US, a number of European fintechs banks as well. Asia, Africa, South America, we've shipped everywhere. And we're very proud of that legacy and heritage. So, you know, we thought, okay, we can hold and maintain, you know, private keys for some of the largest banks in the world. We know and understand how keys work. Let's take that knowledge and, you know, use that to help people stay safe and secure in the blockchain space.
Okay, impressive. So listen, last message for anybody that is not using the hardware wallet and they are keeping all their funds in MetaMask or Coinbase, anyway, on chain. What would you say to those people?
I would say that hardware wallets do not have to be hard. And please go watch our videos and find out why. But even if you don't buy our product, buy someone's product. Because, you know, last year there were over $10 billion in hacks in the crypto space. If you are keeping your assets in centralized custody or on MetaMask, it's only a matter of time before something happens. So please, for your own safety and for your own security, please move your digital assets onto a hardware wallet. It does not have to be hard. Watch the videos. You can figure it out, especially if you buy our product.
Okay, Adam, thank you so much for coming on the show. Anyone interested in getting in touch with you or perhaps is interested in the product, where should they go and how they can contact you?
Sure. So if you'd like to learn more about the product, I welcome you to go to getarculus.com, or you can hit us up at social media at @thisisarculus. If you'd like to get in touch with me personally, I'm Adam J. Lowe on LinkedIn. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, fantastic. Adam, thank you so much. And I will definitely going to get an Arculus card and do this this step myself. You know, I haven't got an hardware wallet yet. I had a Ledger a long time ago, but I think you kind of persuade me to get more safe and secure. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.